The tough task of rebuilding the shattered economy of Tasmania's west coast has begun. In the wake of two major mine closures announced this week, the Tasmanian government's working group has had its first meeting.
The federal government says it's listening, but it's waiting for details before it stumps up any cash. Stephen Smiley reports.
Tasmania's west coast is reeling from the double blow of two mine closures announced in 1 week. Hundreds of well-paid, skilled jobs have gone overnight. The task of luring new employers will be long and hard, but suggestions aren't in short supply.
We've had a casino twice. We've had a brick factory making bricks out of the local soils. Another one was log cabins.
Tourism and aquaculture are the main hopes, with some projects already under scrutiny.
I can't go into the specific details due to some commercial in confidence and we're still working with that. But what we can do is give the avenue for these projects to be fast-tracked where possible.
The federal government's been criticised for not stumping up cash.
Sitting here and not doing anything about it today is not helping the situation, and it's disgraceful. We can't take 3 or 4 months to decide what's going to happen here. It needs to be done. It needs to be done this week.
What do you expect people to do? To start building Disneyland on the west coast tomorrow? I mean, let's be serious about this.
The Commonwealth says it'll consider projects put forward by the Tasmanian government's working group. Stephen Smiley, ABC News.
Now, checking the international markets in Europe, they've closed for the week. London's FTSE 100 closed up 17 points. The DAX and Euro stocks were also up. America's markets have also closed in positive territory, with the Dow Jones at 16,944, and the Nasdaq was down slightly at 4,415.